Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. You know, sometimes what people just have to do is emphasize what seems like it's obvious in some sense, but it's also something that needs to be said to uphold principles. Now, if you know the person, you could probably go, okay, that makes sense that they would say it. But that doesn't mean that as we curate information, as communicators, as we try to get the world going in the right direction, in our opinion, that we don't continue to come up with specific instances of, you know, using those principles that we believe in. And so today, it seems obvious, but it's also worth, a discussion. And that is, we've got to not Lee Harvey Oswald this investigation of Charlie Kirk. And what I mean by that is the temptation is there. Anybody who's a JFK researcher, you know, amateur, low level, medium level, high level, knows that they sped that assassination investigation way up. And on some level, when the FBI basically decided in 2 weeks, which therefore really led the Warren Commission, really kind of made the Warren Commission go where it was. It was almost cemented at that point. As J. Edgar Hoover basically steered in that direction in a matter of a week or two, and investigations in any real sense stopped. We've got to understand that part of the reason that that's a temptation is because it is a scar on the country. It is easier just to say, good, we got somebody, let's get past this. But it cannot be emotionally what investigatory agencies do. Now, we know that at any given time, you know, I'm sure you've watched enough crime shows like me, it's like, it's nice to think we're closing the book on something. It's nice to think it's open and shut. But a good investigation doesn't do that. When cases are open and shut, and not in this case, but there are complications that are similar, when we fall for that temptation, that's where we end up with Innocence Project. People are... We came to conclusions easy enough, and we wrapped it up and tied it with a bow tie, and that was that. And then it turns out that John actually did not do it at all. They just went towards him and ignored other leads and then made a circumstantial case, and they presented it strongly, and now the guy's been in prison when he was innocent the whole time. By the same token, when we make it too simple, we don't explore... is there a larger group involved? That's exactly what happened with JFK, right? Like, we cannot make this case open and shut. Not in the world of 2025. Shoot, the world of 1963 was already confusing enough with the intelligence agencies and, you know, even Mossad and the like. Cubans and so on. And, you know, the LBJ aspects potentially, the Cuban exile aspects potentially, and so on. To say it's one person, go, good, we got that done. All right, let's unify. Hey, we all want to unify. And I think actually, thanks to the extreme leftists, not all of them, just the extreme jackasses, it's actually helping us unify a little bit. Like, how can you be happy about an assassination that you saw on camera? If you don't have that, you are missing empathy and you are losing people who otherwise would want to agree with you on other things. If you're that spastically stupid and unempathetic, then you're lost. And you're going to lose partnership and support. And all that's fine. I mean, we're unifying in some way, I believe. But there are too many potential strings here in 2025. I mean, We have the trans agenda. We have, even on the simplest level, okay, is he in discussion groups? Or this assassin that shall not be named, is he in discussion groups? And if so, what sock puppet and what is and the background of others that are in there, either egging him on or helping him to plan or saying, you got to do it, you got to do it, I'll give you information, you know, where's a good spot to do it from, what type of weapon is used to do it from, or God forbid, they investigated one person initially, the older gentleman, who at least there's word out there that maybe he said it just so the second he was involved, and he was involved so that the actual shooter could get away. So there's any number of possibilities of even, remember when I had an episode on many of the FBI, the alleged people that they ended up, you know, framing for, you know, leading up to an actual act. In no way would have gotten to that act without a bunch of secret agents and informants actually being in and all around this poor sap who's being set up. And so by the same token, we know that the FBI does this. Now, I'm not saying to kill an American media person, but I'm saying they do it to get a scalp on the wall. They basically arrange an entire environment where two-thirds or three-fourths of the truly active participation that goes towards actions and true progress towards a crime that ends up being fake at the end are those placed agents and placed informants. And so we know that this happens for fake crimes. Why would we believe that the same type of thing could not happen with someone actually being egged on to finish it? For instance, I told you about the kid named Booker who went towards Fort Riley, and they basically set him up to do everything except actually let the bombs go off. I mean, they gave him a car, they gave him the explosives, they went all the way to, remember, if you go and you push this button, I don't remember if it was phone activated or whatever, you're gonna do it. Then as soon as he took off towards, he knows that that's the intention, you know, with what he thinks are real weapons, then they got him. And so why would you imagine that if operations like that exist, and you have some evidence of, and I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong at this point, but what I'm saying is they need to finish the job. If you know these types of things exist, and you have evidence of communication, potentially in a chat group, in you know, like a Reddit type of a scenario, or those other platforms, then you must investigate. And I'm going to add another thing. Investigating to see what other people said, I hate that MF-er, I wish he would die. Now, that does not mean that you can't say that. And right now, no laws have been changed. And if the idiot Republicans, as long as they don't put their head all the way up their ass, I'm drawing a certain distinction that if I said that type of thing about somebody, say Fauci, for instance, I am always very careful to caveat my opinion of him towards what I usually refer to it as hangworthiness, because that implies a, you know, federal capital punishment, not an individual person enacting revenge, right? And so I'm always very careful, but let's say I wasn't, and I said, as you know, I hate that motherfucker. I think he has killed and maimed on the order of hundreds of thousands to millions and millions and millions with his propaganda and doublespeak and denial of what he actually knows about the potential dangers and the falsity of his whole scheme, let alone even going back to the research facilities that are really biological warfare research facilities. So, you know, I hate that motherfucker, but I always caveat it right with he is hangworthy. He is a world-class criminal. But if I were to say it in a less nuanced way on some chat board, and then people came to my door and said, so, God forbid, anything, any unofficial punishment happened to him, and they're looking around and going, well, who's involved? And they see me saying, you know, how worthy of punishment he is, but in a less than elegant way, less than specific way, that I'm not even going to say here, but let's say I did put it that way, they'd go, hey, knock, 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 Tyson, tell us more. And you know what? They can do that. And you know what? They should. That's called following a lead. All right? Now, once you go, eh, yeah, he was a lot talk, but that's it. Okay, well, did you think he seemed to know of anything? We can't see anything where he was aware of anybody intending to truly, you know, follow up on acts and do the job. Okay, well, it was good to check anyway. Yeah, we agree. Anybody, as you checked, did you find anybody else? So it can go to there, and I drop off the list. But me being on the list of does this person at least know something? Can he lead me to something else? Like maybe I said, well, I mean, I was usually on this channel. I didn't see anything there, but you know, there was some stuff that seemed to get a little bit closer to maybe an implied act, or it seemed like maybe someone was hinting without saying anything specific or without naming anybody specific over in this chat area. And sometimes they visited there. It seems more extreme there. Well, guess what? That's a lead. That's called investigating. And so they go, well, Tyson doesn't know anything. But he did say, you might want to try this chat area. So let's go look there. There's nothing wrong with that investigation. And I've told you, some of the coolest stuff ever is when there's crowdsourced investigations. Don't F with Cats, a documentary that was, I don't know where it was, Netflix or something, years ago, one of my very favorite. You've got to start somewhere, right? And you look at things that are suspicious, but not criminal acts on their own. You look at a pattern of suspicious behavior, or you look at a pattern of networking, or the details of the network that might be discussing this type of thing or involved in this type of thing. That's called investigation. And what I'm saying is, the FBI needs to keep its effing P's and Q's, and it needs to continue to investigate relentlessly. And wherever that leads, I mean, the one thing about this administration, and I think Trump is totally effed when it, I don't know why all of a sudden I'm censoring myself there, but we'll go with it. As regards this anti-Semitism angle, where people can't speak on campus, you know that. As far as I'm concerned, he should and could be impeached over that. As basically all the political leaders who just act like Israel's traditions has anything to do with our Constitution. So that said, I do think this FBI has shown some promise through any number of actions. And I don't believe they're just about closing things in propaganda and hiding. And that's great. But in this case, just as I said, I'm very proud when people who are big-time Trump supporters now say, Trump, that's nice. We love you, buddy, but this is not a good idea. That's great. And by the same token, we should say, listen, FBI, I love what you've done. Keep doing it. Don't F up. Keep going. And don't fall under this pressure of an important investigation can't, you know, prickle any feathers. That's not the right expression, I don't think. Can't ripple the water. Also, not quite the right expression. It can't bother anybody. If the investigation makes somebody's butt hurt, figuratively, then we better slop it. Let's just say it's just him by himself. No, prove it's him by himself. This is too important. This is too important. And I can't remember I got to it, but I'm going to go back to it. You know, besides that, we don't know the motivation of conspiracy because, you know, I had said when somebody first mentioned it, I think I said this in another episode, I said, my first question is, I know he's a Christian. Is he specifically against Israel or stated anything against Israel? I said, no, 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 he doesn't do that. That's part of my issue. Too much of a just Israel dick-sucking Christian, one of those. And so he goes, yeah, that's the only thing. They didn't say it that way. They were more classy than the way I just said it. And then, you know, less than a day later, like, oh, well, guess what? Only a month ago, he started saying, what's up with people absolutely ramrodding me about now just saying, well, yeah, but I'm an American first, and this is a little ridiculous, Israel. And so as soon as he questions Israel, he is persona non grata, and they act like he's the most anti-Semitic person on the planet, as opposed to giving him, you know, some kind of leeway for being a major Israel supporter, basically his entire adult life in the public light. And he is talking to Megyn Kelly about, yeah, it's kind of hard to believe he's beside himself about this. And this is a development of only the last month or two. And as my nephew explained, like, and you know, now I've seen it as I've kind of back populated with information and, you know, seen all of the tributes and everything to Charlie Kirk. This guy moved some significant fraction of a young generation towards being political and being conservative and speaking their minds as conservatives and believing in those values and being proud of them. And from a Christian perspective, he has massive influence over those that were just old enough to vote in the last election and a little younger on through about, you know, those in their late 20s. Massive influence. And then certainly just outside those demographics, he still has a lot of influence. So if all along he's been saying, chosen people, chosen people, chosen people, chosen people, chosen people, and he's got that kind of influence, and then he's the guy who says, well, I mean, hold up. Yeah, chosen people, but come on, Netanyahu. Like, you don't think that they thought they had him in his their pockets? Like, he's that's a guy we can count on. And then other things come into play, like Trump considered him a valued confidant. Charlie Kirk, he's a valued confidant. And then we go, okay, I mean, we're talking, he was a main, you know, contributor in the campaign. I mean, this is like inherently a fundamental building block of Trump support and the Trump election and even the Trump White House. And recently he's been, and I think I even heard that, you know, he had communicated, had Charlie Kirk, about the concerns of getting into an ever war with Iran and why and questioning whether we should support that type of crap. And so his recent, an Israeli's point of view, heel turn, as they say, or wrestling parlance, is something of note when it comes to motivation. And the FBI needs to do that work. And let the chips fall where they may. And maybe this time, don't let the last redaction that literally is still allowed after no redactions are supposed to be allowed anymore. Go look up the history of that, by the way. be the last redaction to be cleared 40 years from now be the one about some concerns of Mossad or Israel. You know, it needs to be investigated now, and it needs to be put on the table now. And I'm not saying that's the case, but I have seen sock puppetry. I have seen things not appearing as they seem in almost every large event for the last 25 years, like world-changing, population-traumatizing event. Almost every single one has been more complicated than initially considered. So do not ignore the crowdsourced information, FBI, and follow up on the leads. Is that somebody in the crowd signaling? Are there other contributors in the crowd? Is the crowd giving some kind of a... Was it timed on the idea of transgender shooters? Was that the line? Was that the line, like, we think they're ready? Was a camera behind Kirk taken away? Was there a guy who was talking about, I've seen this, but I haven't listened to it and digested it yet, saying, oh, here's what I saw. And then all of a sudden, as he's a minute and a half in, talking to somebody on camera, two anonymous people who are large guys interrupt him and get him in his way. And get in his way, and he starts to push back. Like, all this needs to be looked into. Now, I've heard, but I'm no expert, that shot is one that you can take with some training. So I don't think it went towards the question of the Trump shooter and Butler. A much harder shot from the Butler one, and or if other people thought, potentially it was at a different angle from a different position. But yeah, I mean, overturn every rock. And don't FBI and anybody else who could affect it. You're going to get the pressure to shut it down. And you have to push back and say, listen, we're going to investigate because that's what we do, and it's a very important investigation considering the entire context. Now, could this kid have been the lone shooter? Yes, but it seems to point towards there's at least like people that were aware of it, that it was probably going to happen, which gets you real close to you better tell us everything you know, because technically we can call you an accessory for not telling us. You can't not tell somebody, you can't not report something about a violent act that is in the middle of occurring, that is in the middle of being planned, as far as you know, will occur. Don't get to do that, so you better tell us everything, because technically we can throw you in the slammer, and, you know, maybe we find out that the people they investigate, or it leads to people specifically, you know, really trying to egg him on, really trying to facilitate his knowledge or his equipment or his supplies or his, you know, plan in some fashion. And you got to figure that out, because those people then by themselves, they could be guilty, but it could also then lead to, do we know the associations among these people? Do we know where this person came from? Is he there, he or she there at the behest of somebody else? And or has the whole group been sock puppeted and egged on by some anonymous activist to go from just merely, we hate that dude, to why don't you do something about it? And if so, who's the anonymous activist behind the account? Who's got that account? You've got the ability to back. I mean, if anybody can do it, it's the FBI and their tools and other experts that can go who's really behind an account and see where that goes. Does it go international? Where does it go? So, yeah. Hey, if you get a knock on your door, guess what? Your constitutional rights are not violated. OK,
Okay, however they found out you might be involved, they get to talk to you. That's what's called an investigation. Now, when and if they throw you in the slammer purely for your free speech of, yeah, I hate that MF-er. I wish he was, and we won't say the rest of it. Then we can talk about whether the Constitution is being violated. But a heavy and thorough investigation does not mean you are being harassed because they're trying to figure it out and you're a part of potentially figuring that out. That's not how that works. That's not how any of this works. FBI, don't stop. Conservatives who care, take out Rubio. We know where he stands. He's a MFing, speaking of somebody's hands up somebody's ass, he's entirely puppeted. So we know he will shut it down as soon as possible, likely. And or if we see that he wants to, that kind of gives away the potential game of likelihood of involvement by itself. So I'd also remember, speaking of somebody's certain motivation as far as an entity, less than 2 weeks ago, a group of experts on, no, what is a genocide? A bunch of them from many different countries said, yeah, Gaza's a genocide. So as this narrative piles on about enough is enough, we're tired of your bullshit, and maybe the support will go away. It's just interesting to note that we have a distraction. Now, it's not that we shouldn't care, we should. But as far as the full aspect of distraction, what it really means, and of course, you know, the facts of the case, what it really means is whether it's distraction, whether it's merely finding out who did it and who was involved with directing them towards doing it, and or aiding and abetting, what we need for all of that is a full and thorough and brave, courageous, comprehensive investigation that doesn't get pressured to stop because it's been 2 weeks or a month. You want to be pressured, you can just be pressured not to say anything else for a while. Well, we're going to still investigate. Here and there, we'll give you some developments, and some developments we'll keep under our hat. We're not going to jump every day on the TV like Fauci did when he was, you know, the sitting president there for a little while, as though we need to give you breathless moment-to-moment accounts. But we will continue to investigate because this is the highest level assassination in or near America in a long, long time. And it does have political overtones, even in the most direct fashion, regarding wacko leftists. And when I say wacko leftists, I am trying to add an adjective that makes it a subset, also known as not all leftists. Now, I mostly disagree vehemently with all leftists, but as you know, I'm a libertarian, so there's actually room we can and should overlap. So it is a subset when I say wacko leftists. Even at its most basic, it is a political assassination. But now let's go to just how big of a politically connected and motivated assassination is it? Who are the players, plural? Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. Go FBI, go FBI, go FBI. Let's do this thing, baby. Let's get to the bottom. Let's not be haunted 40 and 60 years on like we continue to be haunted by the bullshit investigation into JFK. Thanks for listening, everybody, to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.